If your air conditioning or furnace stops working in the middle of the night, on a weekend, or over a holiday, there's no reason to wait to get it fixed. Because Atlas Butler's always open, and we never charge any overtime or after-hours fees.
The Atlas Butler family is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka, Manisha Tank, and Ryan Hwang. As we're doing this bigger picture, President Donald Trump has a press conference.
This hot on the heels of stimulus measures from other major economies. So Australia, just this morning during the show, they have unveiled a package of stimulus measures. The UK overnight, a budget, the first budget from the new chancellor there, £12 billion, about $30 billion US dollars worth of stimulus there.
And that's on top of the emergency rate cut from the BOE. So a rather coordinated effort from the UK. And a lot of tension on what countries are doing. And India also taking an additional step of suspending tourist visas until the middle of April.
We've got the Indian High Commissioner coming in on Monday morning.
Yes.
We should ask him about this.
Yes.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So what looks like just about anyone who's got travel plans is going to be affected.
Pretty much. So even if you had a tourist visa before this was announced, that is suspended. So you might have to relook some of your plans if you are going to, into India until the middle of April.
Oh,
so a lot of tension on what countries and central banks are going to be doing next in response to COVID-19. Of course, what does this all mean for markets? Let's get the bigger picture from Shane Oliver. He is the head of investment strategy and chief economist at AMP Capital. Morning, Shane. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm good.
Hey, Shane, always great to chat with you. Well, I'm going to get a take first on what's been happening overnight. Another market meltdown, and we now have the Dow in bear market. What does this mean when you look at, you know, the support levels and the momentum? Does this mean we are now likely to see more downside ahead?
Well, the risk is certainly more downside. Just because we've fallen below that 20% level, it's just a line in the sand. It doesn't necessarily mean anything in a long-term context. But I'd have to say, on the one hand, we're getting more positive because we're seeing monetary easing, we're seeing assistance by central banks to make sure that markets remain liquid, and we are heading towards fiscal stimulus. It's just a matter of time before Congress and the President will get their acts together in the US. Probably takes a bit longer than other countries, but we've seen the UK stimulus overnight. We've seen Merkel say she'll do whatever it takes, and we've seen a stimulus package in Australia, which a health, along with a health package, is about 1% of GDP, which are all the sort of things you'd want to see in this environment. So they give you confidence. These things won't stop the virus, they won't stop the lockdowns, but they will give you confidence we won't have secondary flow-on effects, and therefore they will minimise the extent of the downturn or recession, and they give me confidence there'll be a rebound. The only problem is, as long as we're seeing a steady increase in the number of new cases every day around the world, I'd have to say it's way too early to say that we've seen the bottom in the fill-off. We could still go down further in the short term, even though I'm confident that on a 6 to 12 month horizon, the markets will rebound, because once the virus runs its course in the next few months, sometime in the next few months as we go into the Northern Hemisphere summer, then we'll get that rebound. But I'm just, in the short term, it's just way too early to say we've seen the bottom.
Yeah, Shane. So the other thing we are looking out for this morning is the press conference from U.S. President Donald Trump. He is expected to outline details of his stimulus package this morning. What are you looking out for? What's going to be on his to-do list to fix?
Well, he has to do a few things. He has to provide assistance to those industries and those individuals who are impacted by this. This includes, I think, obviously, industries and tourism, travel and so on. Then, of course, you've got a whole bunch of workers in America, millions of them, who are contract labourers, part of the gig economy. They need some sort of help. And I think businesses also need some sort of help generally. If demand goes down because of lockdowns, everyone's working at home, not spending, then some businesses might go to the wall. Those sort of businesses need some sort of relief, tax relief, whatever it is. And then finally, you need some sort of incentive to get people to get out there and spend. Not necessarily now, but once the virus runs its course, you want them to get out there and spend. So they're the sort of things I'd want to see. I reckon you need a stimulus. equivalent to about 1% of GDP for the US. So it's something like a 17 trillion economy. I might get my big picture numbers wrong there. Something about order, which just many billions of dollars need to be spent to make sure you'll get a big enough stimulus. Now, what has to happen here is that Trump has to have put his measures up. The Democrats in Congress need to put their measures up. They all need to come together, get some compromise, and this all needs to be passed fairly quickly. At least I can say, well, we're heading in the right direction. And hopefully the press conference will confirm that.
And Shane, what's interesting as well is, you know, despite all the stimulus packages being rolled out, you know, Australia this morning, $17 billion, and of course, one coming up from the US, that doesn't seem to be satisfying investors in the markets. What's going on there? Because there seemed to be a time not too long ago when stimulus measures were what was the fix for markets to go up higher.
Yeah, only last week, in fact, or arguably earlier this week, when it looked like they were heading towards stimulus in the US. I think the delay on the part of President Trump, you know, not showing up at the briefing earlier in the week, I think was a big dampener. We had that huge 7-8% fall in the markets. He said the next day he would show up and give more details. He didn't show up. That, I think, led to the fall we saw overnight, where the US market fell back 5% or so. So that's been a bit of a letdown there. But I think the underlying reality is that most investors know that these things are positive, but investors are still trying to get their mind around how deep the economic downturn will be and how long it will go for. And, of course, with the number of cases, the coronavirus is still rising globally, but there's still a huge uncertainty around that. Whereas you go to another market, go to China, the number of cases there peaked over a month ago, and therefore the Chinese share market has a lot more confidence, even though some Chinese companies will be impacted by what's going on globally. So you really need to see something like happen in China. More evidence that this is coming under control for whatever reason, or antivirals are coming along, or something like that, to give investors confidence. We've seen the worst. We've had to be into markets. We can now focus on the stimulus, which will help the recovery.
All right, we've been chatting with Shane Oliver. He is the Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Shane, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.